感谢主，我们晚上聚集来学习神的话语。
Thank God we can gather here to study the words of God.
今天按照读经进度是路加福音第八章。
According to the Bible reading plan, today we read Luke chapter 8.
也刚好有主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And Jesus talked about a parable.
那这个比喻也是记录在马太福音十三章。
And this parable also recorded in Matthew chapter 13.
所以我们在查考马太福音十三章的时候，也很详细的查考过这个比喻。
And when we study Matthew chapter 13, we also study about this parable.
当然我们这个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
And this is the parable of the sower.
我们先来读一次。
Let's read once.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第四节。
Verse 4.
当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说
：For when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable.
第五，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了。
Five, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it.
第六，有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。
Verse 6, some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture.
第七，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了。
7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it.
第八，又有落在好土里的。生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”
Verse 8, but others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
在这里耶稣讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Here Jesus talked about the parable of the sower.
这种子呢，撒种的时候落在四种土地上。
And the seed fell on four different types of ground.
第一种是落在路旁的。
The first one is fell on the wayside.
那我们就会纳闷了，田地那么大，为什么会跑到路边去呢？
And we are puzzled. The field is so big, how come it goes to the wayside?
所以我们要了解一下当时候犹太人他们在种田地的方式，我们就可以了解。
And we need to understand how the Jewish people work on the field.
就是说，他们有一块田地呢，通常也会有一条道路从田地中间经过让人可以行走的。
When they're farming on the field, usually there's a road on the middle so that people can walk on it.
所以呢，当撒种的时候，当然种子有时候会撒在田地里面，有时候会撒在从田间经过这条路上。
So sometimes the seed fell on the field, but sometimes the seed fell on the wayside, the road.
所以这就是落在路边的这种种子啊。
So this is this type of seed that fell on the wayside.
所以耶稣讲这个比喻呢，对当时候的犹太人来讲很容易了解的。
So this parable is very easy to be understood by the Jewish people.
因为他们在耕种土地的时候常常会有这种现象出现。
Because when they are farming, this phenomenon always happens.
种子撒出去的时候呢，有时候风一吹那个种子就掉到路边来了。
When they are scattering the seed, the wind may come and it may make it fall on the wayside.
当然，在路上的这个种子，人还是会走来走去，就践踏了这个种子。
And because people still walk back and forth, so people may trample it down.
那当飞鸟也容易来吃这个田路边的这个种子。
And the birds would be easily devour the seed on the wayside.
那第二个种子落在磐石上的。
The second type is that some fell on the rock.
这个磐石如果按照马太福音，就是说它是一个石头地这个地上的泥土很浅。
According to Matthew chapter 13, is the rocky ground and the soil is very shallow.
所以呢，当种子要发芽要生根的时候碰到很硬的石头，它没有办法生根。
And when the seed try to spring up and the root and try and then but because the field is so shallow, it's hard to have the roots.
所以呢，它既然没有根，它就没办法吸收养分、水分。
And because there's not much root, it's hard to absorb the water.
因此，太阳一出来就把它晒干了。
And when the sun come up, they will dry up.
所以这也是他们常常看到的田地会有一些石头在那里。
and in the field there's a lot of rocky place.
那么当然石头上面的泥土啊很浅啊，那当然这个种子在落在上面，当然也就会枯干。
So the soil on top of the rock is very shallow, so it's easy to dry up.
那第三种是落在荆棘里的。
And the third type is fell on the thorns.
因为荆棘啊也常常长在这个田里面。
Because thorns also grow in the field.
有些时候呢，种子会被风一吹，吹到荆棘里面啊，跟他们一起成长。
Sometimes when the wind blows, the seed will fall onto the thorns and will growing up with the thorns.
本来这些荆棘也都会生长在田的四周围做一个保护的作用。
Sometimes the thorns will grow among the field and have a function of the protection.
但是有时候种子会飞出去，就飞到那个田边的荆棘里呀。
But the seed may fall among the thorns.
那么当然就会受到荆棘的影响，挤住了。
And it will be affected by the thorns and will be choked by the thorns.
就没有办法长出很好的果实。
And they cannot grow a very good
fruit. 那第四种土地是在好土地的，完全没有任何障碍的。
The fourth types of ground is the good ground that's no barrier.
因为在好土地就是土壤非常肥沃。
Because the soil is very good.
然后又可以扎根下去。
And they can spring up the roots.
而且又没有荆棘在旁边挤住它。
And there's no thorns to choke them.
当然它生长起来的时候非常的好啊，可以结实百倍啊。
And when they come up and grow and yield a crop that is hundredfold.
所以耶稣用这个他们在耕地常常发生的这些现象来做比喻。
And Jesus used this type of phenomenon to use it as a parable.
因此耶稣说的比喻都是百姓他们听得懂的，都是他们生活上常常有的现象。
And it's something they can understand in something that happens in their life.
但是他们听得懂这个比喻是字面上的了解，可是却不知道它属灵的奥秘是什么。
But they can only understand it literally, but not spiritually.
因此门徒才会问耶稣说，这个比喻到底要讲什么属灵的教训呢？
So the disciples asked Jesus, what does this mean, parable mean?
那耶稣说，这是神国的奥秘，只叫你们知道，不让他们知道啊。
And Jesus said, this is the mystery of the kingdom, and only is given to you.
所以十一节以下，就耶稣开始解释这四种土地的属灵教训。
And verse 11 onwards, Jesus explained what's the spiritual
meaning. 那我们也试着来了解这个教训里面对我们的有什么样的造就。
And let us understand what is the edification in this spiritual teaching.
我们通常都会把这个比喻用在福音的事工上。
A lot of time we use this parable on the evangelical work.
这四种土地好像是代表四种的慕道者。
These four types of ground represent four types of truth seekers.
因为四种慕道者他们听的道理会有这四种反应。
Because four different types of truth seekers, after they hear the gospel, they have four different reactions.
那当然他们有从最糟糕的在路边的一直到最好的好土地的，那就会有不同的结果出来。
From the worst type that is on the wayside to the best type that is on the good ground, they have different results.
当然我们现在今天不要用不从这个福音的角度来谈慕道者的心。
So we're not talking from the angle of the truth seeker's heart.
我们今天要谈的这四种土地，我们反而用在主内的我们的弟兄姐妹身上。
But rather, we'll use it on the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
就是说，我们这个种子就好像是一个对我们一种灵性上的培养的这样的灵修上的功夫。
So the seed is like the cultivation of our heart.
我们来信主的目的都是要进天国。
The purpose of our faith is to go to heaven.
所以我们开始相信主了以后呢，我们的心是什么心，也会有这四种表现。
After we believe in Jesus, what type of hearts we may have these four type of different hearts.
那这四种的心，最后的结果也不一样。
And four different hearts may yield different results at the end.
所以我想我们今天就用信徒的心来谈论这四种土地。
So we talk in terms of the hearts of the believers, we talk about these four types of hearts.
那第一种土地就是撒在路边的。
The first type of heart is the field is the wayside.
它被人践踏。 甚至有天上的飞鸟把它吃尽了。
And it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it.
那耶稣就解释啊，第一种比喻啊，第一个啊，土地是什么呢
？And Jesus explained what is this type, first type of field.
我们来看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
这比喻乃是这样的，种子就是神的道。
Verse 11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
十二，那些在路旁的，就是人听得到，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把这道夺去了，恐怕他们信了得救。
Verse 12. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
啊，所以我们可以说，种子就是神的道，就是我们啊要进天国的这个道。
So the seed is the word of God, is the word lead us to heaven.
那也就是说，我们已经信主了，已经受洗了。
It means that after we believe in Jesus and baptized.
但是我们竟然是落在路边的，就是会有撒旦魔鬼来攻击我们。
But we fell by the wayside, and the Satan will come attack us.
就把这个种子给吃掉了。
And the bird will come to eat the seed.
所以天上的飞鸟就是就是指的这个撒旦魔鬼。
So birds of the air means Satan.
然后被人践踏，就是指着我们会受到人的这些批评而且会失去我们的信心。
And it was trampled down means we're criticized by others and we lose our faith.
所以也就是说，我们信主了以后，我们第一种可能我们会遭受魔鬼的攻击。
So the first thing is, after we believe, we may be attacked by Satan.
因此，我们虽然也每个礼拜都会来教会听道理。
So even though every week we come to the church to listen to sermon,
可能我们也很喜欢做圣工。
Perhaps we also like to do holy work.
但是我们的心里却被魔鬼给为魔鬼留了地步啊。
But we yield a footstep for the Satan.
所以魔鬼就进入我们的内心。
And Satan come into our heart.
就把我们这种追求属灵成长的心给吃掉了。
And Satan come and devour our heart of cultivation.
所以也就是说，我们信主了以后，可能会遭受魔鬼的攻击。
So after we believe in Jesus, we may be attacked by Satan.
那魔鬼用什么来攻击我们呢
？So what does the Satan use to attack us?
他就会让我们有骄傲的心。
The Satan will give us a heart of proud.
因为骄傲就会使我们没有办法去领受神的道理。
Because a proud heart let us not listen to the words of God.
所以箴言也有很多的经文，一直说骄傲会有什么样的结果。
So in Proverbs, let's talk about if we are proud, what will happen to us?
就是说，我们虽然信主了。
It means that even after we believe in Jesus,
但是我们来听道理的态度是那种骄傲的心态。
So, but I have an attitude of being very proud.
我们没办法谦卑来领受这些道理。
We cannot be humble to listen to the words of God.
那这个时候，这种骄傲使我们抗拒这个神的话语。
When we are proud, then we cannot accept the words of God.
而这个骄傲就是从撒旦魔鬼而来的。
And this pride comes from Satan.
我们来看撒旦魔鬼引诱夏娃的最厉害的工具武器是什么呢
？Let's see what is the worst weapon that Satan used to attack Adam and Eve.
我们来看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
撒旦魔鬼就是这个古蛇。
Satan is the ancient snake.
这古蛇就对夏娃说。
And the snake said to Eve.
我们来看第四节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3 verse 4.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能够知道善恶。”
Verse 4. Then Satan said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you may not."
第六节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Verse 6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate.
我们看这里的蛇，就是撒旦魔鬼对夏娃的引诱，最厉害的是哪一句话呢？
So when serpent tempted the woman, which sentence is the worst?
就是说神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮，你们就会像神一样有知道善恶啊。
Verse 5, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以跟神一样啊，这就是要引起夏娃心中的骄傲。
You will be like God is to give Eve a proud heart.
所以夏娃看了这个果子，哦，这个果子很好吃啊。
When Eve said, see the fruit, and he think it was good to eat.
以后，所以又使人有智慧。
And it will give wisdom to people.
这个有智慧就像神一样。
And being wise is like God.
所以吃了这个果子，能够使人有智慧像神一样的话，哎呀，那我一定想要吃啊。
So after you eat this fruit, I'll be like God and be wise. I want to eat it.
所以夏娃就受引诱，就吃了这个善恶果了。
So Eve was tempted and she ate this fruit.
所以撒旦魔鬼能够把我们心中的道理给吃掉了，就是因为他用骄傲的心放在人的心里。
So Satan can devour our heart because he put this pride in our heart.
所以我们人的心如果骄傲的话，
So if our heart is proud,
我们就会拒绝神的话语。
And we will reject the word of God.
我们甚至会看不起讲台上任何人讲的道理，认为你讲的不好。
And we will despise the sermon speaker, and we think that, oh, you don't have a good sermon.
我讲的比你更好，我比你更了解圣经。
And I can speak better than you, and I understand the Bible more.
所以有的人来教会聚会的听道理的时候，带着那种批评的眼光来。
And a lot of people, when they come to listen to sermon, they have a heart of criticism.
因为他们来不是谦卑的，要领受道理的。
Because they don't come with a humble heart, they don't want to accept the words of God.
他们来听道理是来挑毛病。看你讲的道理有没有什么缺点，
and,
我可以抓住你的把柄。
And they come to find weaknesses and shortcomings of the sermon so they can accuse you.
那这样的道理当然对他是没有造就的。
And this type of attitude will not be edifying to him.
因为他一开始听了这个道理，这个种子放在他的心里，就好像放在路边一样。
Because this is like the seed fell on the wayside.
因为他已经被魔鬼吃掉了。
And will be devoured by the Satan.
因为他的骄傲已经把这个道理给排斥掉了。
Because his pride will reject the word of God.
那这个道理对他是完全没有任何用途。
And the words of God will not be useful for him.
所以呢，我们今天信主了以后，
And today after we believe in Jesus,
我们每一个礼拜都会来教会听道理。
Every week we come to the church to listen to the sermon.
我们要先检查我们自己的心是什么心态。
We need to examine our hearts and see what type of attitude we have.
是谦卑的领受道理呢？
Do we have a humble heart to receive the
word? 或者是我们是落在路旁的，在批评道理的？
Or we are the one fell on the wayside and criticized the words of God.
那这样我们就会被魔鬼吃掉这个种子了。
If so, we will be devoured by Satan.
这是第一种土地。
This is the first type of field.
就是骄傲使这个种子没办法在我们的心里发芽成长。
And pride will hinder us the seed to grow.
第二种土地
The second type
我们再看回来路加福音第八章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8.
主耶稣自己的解释。
And this is the explanation of Jesus.
我们看第八章十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 13.
那些在磐石上的就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇到遇见试炼就退后了。
13, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, who believe for a while, and in times of temptation fall away.
第二种土地呢，是落在石头地上的。
And the second type is those who fell on the rock.
就是说一开始他听到很欢喜，很领受。
Is that the first time they hear the sermon, they are very joyful and receive it.
但是他却没有扎根。
But they have low roots.
所以呢，他这个领受呢， 只有短暂的时间。
And they only receive it for a short period of time.
等到他遇到试炼、患难的时候，他就跌倒了。
And when temptation and trial comes, they fell.
那当然，这个种子就枯干了。
And the seed is dried up.
那这就是代表我们信主了以后，我们常常听道理，哇，很喜欢这个道理。
It represents that after we believe in Jesus, we listen to the sermon a lot and we like it a lot.
啊，我们也常常啊。一直听很多的 YouTube 啊，哇，某某传道，或、哦、讲什么道理啊，或、哦、一直听，一直听。
And we listen to a YouTube sermon, and we say, oh, this is from these preachers, and we keep listening.
但是我们却没有把这个道理实行在生活上。
But we did not practice the teaching.
那这样子，我们这个种子呢就没有根基呀、啊。
And our seed will have no roots.
就好像耶稣说的，就好像把房子盖在沙土上一样。
And it's like Jesus said, we build a house on sand.
我们来看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
第七章二十四节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24
所以凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上
Verse 24 Therefore whoever hears this saying of mine and does them I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock
二十五雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子房子总不倒塌因为根基立在磐石上
25 And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
26 凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
26 But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
27雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子房子就倒塌了并且倒塌得很大。
27 And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
所以第二种土地啊，就像这样的人啊，无知的人。
And the second type of ground is like the foolish man here.
他们把房子盖在沙土上。
They built a house on sand.
当然遇到了雨淋、水冲、风吹的患难的时候。
So when the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew.
这些患难来到，他们的信仰就败坏了。
And all this disaster come and their faith will fall.
房子就倒塌了。
And their house will fall.
但是如果把道理能够实行在生活上的人
But if they can apply the teaching in their life.
他就是把根基立在磐石上。
And they have built a house on the rock.
那这样的有 雨淋、水冲、风吹、患难来到的时候他不会倒塌。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew, and the house will not fall.
因为它有根基呀。
Because they have a foundation on the
rock. 所以我们从这里就可以知道，第二种土地就是像这样。
And the second type of field is like this.
没有扎根呐。
They don't have roots.
没有根基啊，立在磐石上。
They don't have roots on the field.
那么它就会种子就会枯干。
And the seed will dry up.
然后这个房子。就会倒塌
and the house will fall.
所以呢我们今天信主了以后
and today after we believe in Jesus,
我们除了很喜欢听道理啊、哦、每个礼拜都会聚会
and besides we like to listen to sermon and have again, come to service every week
但是不要只停留在听的程度上
and we should not stop at the level of listening
要如何把它生活化用在生活上实行出来。
How do we practice the teaching in our daily life?
圣经说啊，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
The Bible says the blessed are the one who are gentle because they will receive the heritage of the land.
哦，我们都知道这个知，我知道记录在马太福音第五章啊，耶稣讲的八福里面的啊，这个第三福哦，我很熟悉呀、啊。
And we know that this is recorded in Matthew chapter 5, the beatitude, and it's the third one. I'm very familiar with it.
但是在生活上呢，他却不懂得要如何温柔谦卑。
But in their daily life, they don't know how to be gentle and humble.
他反而是很，很言辞很残酷的，很咒诅别人呐、啊。
And their words were harsh and curse other people.
那这样的人就是会听道理，可是却没有实行道理啊。
And this type of people is like they don't know how to listen, but they cannot practice the words.
所以呢，我们今天听了很多道理呢。 只要听还不够。
So today, after we listen to our love sermon, it's not enough.
要把这个道理应用在我们自己的生活上。
We need to practice this, the words on our daily life.
那有的人呢、啊，来听道理呢，常常带着好像带着一个棒球棒来聚会一样。
Sometimes when people come listen to the sermon, it's like they are bringing a bat.
因为呢，这个球一打过来，他就把这个。球啊，打到别人的地方去。
So when the ball comes, they will use the bat to throw it back the ball to someone else.
就是说，一个人听道理，他不是用在自己的身上，总是用在别人身上。
So when they listen to a teaching, they use it on other people, not their own.
有一对夫妻啊，吵架了。
There's a couple, they have argument.
来教会聚会。
And they come to service.
传道刚好是讲马太，那个讲到以弗所书第五章夫妻如何彼此相处的道理。
And the preacher is talking about Ephesians chapter 5, talking about the husband and wife, how they should treat each other.
一开始读了，妻子要顺服丈夫。
And first, it says the wife need to submit to the husband.
就像教会顺服基督一样。
It's like the church submitting to Christ.
哇，这个丈夫听到这个道理啊，很高兴啊，哇。我老婆啊，她就是不顺服我了，我回去要好好的教训她了。
And the husband listened to this and said, "Oh, my wife does not submit to me. I need to teach her about this."
你看传道说哦，妻子要顺服丈夫了。你看我太太就是没有做顺服了。
Because preacher say the wife need to submit to husband, my wife did not submit to me.
哎，可是呢，讲到后面，传道又开始讲，可是丈夫要爱妻子，如同爱自己一样。
But later on.Preacher also say the husband need to love the wife just like he loved himself.
就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just like the Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself.
哇，这个时候换老婆听到这个道理了。
And when the wife heard this,
你看我丈夫就不爱我了，他没有为我舍己呀。
And she say my husband does not love me. He does not sacrifice himself.
他非常自私的，都只照顾他自己呀。
He is very selfish. Only I take care of himself.
我等一下聚会完后。我就用这个道理来告诉我丈夫，叫他悔改。
And after the service, I will teach this to my husband and ask him to repent.
所以两个人聚会完以后，都抓到自己想听的道理。
And after the service, they only listen to the words they want to listen.
回去以后呢，开始用神的话语呢，对他有用的那一部分呢，来批评对方。
And they only use the words of God that are beneficial to them and use this to criticize other people.
但是其实他们两个人都错了。
But actually, they are both wrong.
因为神的道理是两边都要勉励的。
Because the words of God is to edify both sides.
而且这个道理是做丈夫的要用在丈夫身上，而不是去用在太太身上。
And this teaching is for the husband to use it on himself, not to his wife.
所以呢，我们今天的听道理呢，也要把道理用在我们身上。
And today, after we listen to the teaching, and we need to use it on ourselves.
不要说听了道理以后就想说这个应该谁来听最有用啊？哎呀，可惜那个人没有来。
And we should not say that, oh, this sermon is best for other people, but too bad he didn't come.
如果这样想的话，那可惜了，我们自己都没有领受了。
And if we think this way, it's pitiful because we did not receive it ourselves.
所以这个道理，我们好像就是落在石头地上的。
And this is like the seed fell on the rock.
没有根基，砸在地里面。
There's no root in the field.
就是说，我们听了道理，没有把这个道理用在我们身上，来扎根，来建造在磐石上。
It means we, after we hear the words of God, we don't use it on ourselves and have roots.
那这样，我们这个种子就会枯干了。
And our seed will dry up.
所以呢，我们今天呢，要思想第二种，我们是不是第二种土地的人？
And today we need to point upon, are we the second type of field?
我们能不能真的听了道理，好好的来用在自己身上，然后实行出来，那这样我们就有根基了，就会经得起任何的考验。
After we listen to a sermon, do we like this second type of field? If or we can have roots and can withstand trial?
第三种土地。
The third type of.
我们再看回来马太福音第八，路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
主耶稣继续解释第三重土地在荆棘里的是什么呢？
And Jesus continued to explain what is the third type of field.
我们看第八章十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 14.
那落在荆棘里的就是人听得到，走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
14, 14. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasure of life and bring no fruit to maturity.
所以今天我们信主了以后啊,
and today after we believe in
Jesus, 我们还会受世上的, 啊, 各种的, 啊, 引诱,
and we will still face all the temptation of the
world. 我们会受到钱财的引诱,
we will face the temptation of money.
我们可能被宴乐, 啊, 的影响,
we may be affected by the pleasure of life.
我们也可能被今生的思虑, 啊, 给捆绑了,
or the cares of life that choke us.
我们就没有办法啊、努力地追求灵性的成长。
And we cannot diligently to pursue the spiritual growth.
啊，就像啊，我们啊，今天呢、啊，在教会看到啊，从小一起啊，在教会接受中日教育的同学
，just like our classmate in our RE class.
但是长大了以后，在教会还能够看到他们吗
？After they grow up, can we still see them in church?
有了，做了统计跟比较。
There some people do have a statistic.
可能啊，五十 percent 的人都已经不见了。
Perhaps about 50% of the people we don't see
anymore. 从小一起的那些孩子，一起同班同学啊，啊一起上 RE 的啊，那个啊 kindergarten 啊，啊 E1 E2 的，可是到了高中，到了大学，那些人就不见了。
Similar littles in the RE class together, but once they are in college and high school, we don't see them anymore.
因为他们被世上的引诱了。
Because they are tempted by the temptation of
the world. 可能啊，这些大学生啊，为了要找好的工作
，perhaps those university students they need to find a good job.
他们想要赚更多的钱
，they want to make more money.
所以他们就啊，跟说主耶稣啊，我跟你请假
，and they may say, Jesus, I need to take a vacation.
啊，我先去工作赚钱，以后我再来敬拜你。
I need to make some money, and afterwards I'll come back to worship.
所以呢，他们就一直的投入社会上的工作。
And then they keep themselves busy in the career.
所以这个种子呢，就被世上的钱财给挤住了。
And the seed was choked by the temptation of money.
那当然，他就没有办法再花更多时间在教会服侍神。
And they cannot spend more time to serve God in the church.
每次教会要请他做圣工。
Every time the church invite them to do,
他都说啊，我很忙啊，等我以后有空，我再来做圣工。
And they say, I'm so busy, I don't have time. I in the future I will come to do holy work.
但是等他以后有空，什么时候呢
？But in the future, when will they have?
他已经都不来聚会了，那怎么样会啊会有好的信仰呢
？They don't come to have service anymore. How would they have good faith?
等你有空再来聚会，再来做圣工。啊、那永远等不到了。
If we wait until the future, they have time, they may never come.
因为他已经有不同的价值观。
Because they may have a different value of a perspective of.
因为呢，不同的价值观就会放在什么就是第一顺位、第二顺位、第三顺位。
Because their value is different, they put God in the third place, second place.
什么事情比较重要的，我当然会先做啊，先去啊花时间。
Whatever is more important to them, they will spend time on it.
这个时候，他把钱财看得比主耶稣更重要的时候。
At that time, they see money is more important than God.
那当然，他就要追求钱财。
Then they want to pursue money.
等到他有空才会来找主耶稣。
And he will only come to find Jesus when they have time.
可是等他有空，其实已经是生病的时候啊，才会有空啊。
But when they have time is the time when they are sick.
当他生病了，他已经躺在病床上的时候。
When they are sick, they are lying on the sick bed.
他才会悔改向神悔改说，主啊，我以前都没有好好的敬拜你啊，我向你悔改。
And they repent on the sick bed and they say, I didn't serve you in the past, I need to repent.
啊，现在我要好好的来敬拜你，求你让我的身体恢复健康好吗
？And now I want to worship you. Can you heal my body?
但是主耶稣不一定会再重新给他健康。
But Jesus may not give them health anymore.
我们看过有这样的信徒呢，生了一场病，后来真的就没了生命了。
And we see this kind of believer before and afterwards they lose their life.
因为他们要悔改也来不及了。
Because even they want to repent, then they don't have time.
所以呢，我们用钱财比神更重要。
And sometimes we think money is more important than God.
那就会像耶稣所说的一句话。
And it would be like one word that Jesus said.
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Jesus said, "What is this? What is the benefit to us if we earn the whole world but lose our life?"
一个人要赚得全世界，这又是不可能的事情。
It's almost impossible for a person to earn the entire world.
但是耶稣说，即使你真的可以赚得全世界，可是却赔上生命，你已经没有生命去享受了。
Even though you earn the entire world, but you lose your life, you don't have life to enjoy it.
那你这个全世界对你有什么用途？
What does it mean to you? What good is it for to you?
那当然，赚得全世界也没有用的。
And this money is no use.
你要留给谁用呢？
Who do you want to give it to?
所以如果赚得全世界却赔上自己肉体的生命，那这是真的是没有用的事情。
If you can earn the whole world but you lose your life, then it's very useless.
第二个也可能啊，你赚得全世界，可是你却失去了属灵的生命。
Even though you may earn the whole world but you lose your spiritual life,
你不能够进天国。
You cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
当你离开这个世界以后，
When you leave this world,
你反而要像财主一样，要到阴间受痛苦。
You may be like the rich man and be suffering in Hades.
连一滴水都不能够沾在他的舌头上。
Even a drop of water cannot fall on the.
他只能一直的口渴，口渴到又死不了，又继续痛苦的，
and
he's so, 永远的痛苦。
And so thirsty, but he cannot die, and he only suffer forever.
所以这个时候的痛苦是永远的痛苦了。
And the pain and suffering is forever.
这就是在世上赚得全世界的财主。
And this is the rich man who earned the whole world.
但是却失去自己的生命。
But he lose his life.
所以今天我们哦，要想想我们的种子是落在哪里的。
And today we have pondered upon what kind of seed our seed fell upon.
所以保罗提醒提摩太要用这样的道理来教训来教训教会的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul reminded Timothy, he need to remind the brother and sister in church.
我们来看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
提摩太前书第六章第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Verse 9. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition.
第十，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
其实钱财是每个人都需要，每个人都想要。
Money is everyone we need it and we want it.
但是在这里就告诉我们说，不要只想到钱财而却失去了 你的生命，失去你的灵性啊。
But he tells us that don't just focus on ourselves in monthly and lose our spiritual life.
因为你贪爱钱财，意思说你已经有钱财，你还是觉得不够，那你要贪更多的钱财。
The love of money means that you have money, but you feel you don't have enough.
那你要贪更多的钱财，这个贪就会成为万恶之根。
And you want to greed for more money, and this.Love of money is the root of all evil.
所以呢，其实有衣有食就当知足。
And actually, if we have something to eat and wear, we should be content.
神会满足我们生活的基本需要。
God will satisfy our basic needs.
所以呢，这个钱财已经够了，我们就可以满足了。
And we have enough money, we should be satisfied.
所以一个贪爱钱财的人，就是落在荆棘里的人。
And the person who loves money is someone who fall onto the throne.
这不是 love money 不是爱钱财，而是贪爱。贪爱是 greedy 哈 ，greedy 爱那个贪钱财的人，这才是落在荆棘里啊。
And those people they are greedy for money, and it's like they fall into the throne.
所以我们说爱钱财是对的，可以爱。
We say that love money is okay.
但是不要贪爱。
But we should not be greedily love money.
我想这样的话，我们才能够把自己保守自己，不要再陷在荆棘里面。
And we need to protect ourselves not to fall onto the thrones.
那最后第四种土地。
And the last type of field.
这是最好的好土地啊。
And this is the good ground.
我们回头来看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8.
主耶稣亲自解释喽看十五节。
Jesus explained himself in verse 15.
那落在好土里的，就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
15, but the one that fell on the good ground are those who have having heard the word with a noble and good heart keep it and bear fruit with patience.
所以好土地呢就是土壤肥沃、啊、可以扎根的。
And good ground is good ground that you can have roots.、
啊、第二个又没有荆棘挤住的。
And second, there's no thorns that can choke them.
然后你又可以保守在诚实善良的心里面。
And you can keep yourself in a noble and good heart.
再来要忍耐着结实。
And keep and bear fruit with patience.
所以呢，我们要结实哦，不是一天两天的功夫啊。
We want to bear fruit. It's not a day or two.
要忍耐，就是要持续不断的努力啊，才能够得到好的果效。
Bear fruit with patience means we need to keep working hard continually.
所以好土地啊，能够结出一百倍的果实。
The good ground can yield a hundredfold.
我们要了解呢，这个好土地也不是说一天两天马上就好像变魔术一样，哇，得到一百倍的果实。
We need to understand that even we are on good ground, it's not like we have magic and one or two days we yield a hundredfold.
其实变魔术都是假的啦，都是骗人的啦。
We know magic is fake and it's to deceive people.
如果我们真的去知道它里面变魔术的技巧以后，我们就哎呀，只是他手脚快。被他骗了而已、啊、
If we know the trick, then we know that oh, the hand is very quick, and we are deceived.、Only.
真正的、啊、世界是没有魔术的。
The real world, there's no magic.
神呢、啊啊、有时候行神迹是为了让、啊、帮助我们解决痛苦、啊、解决病痛。
Sometimes Jesus performs miracles is to solve our problems and pain.
但是在结果时事情上、啊、神不会变神迹。
But in terms of bearing fruit, God will not.Perform a miracle.
因为如果耶稣在这里还要用神迹才要结果时，那这个不是神的旨意啊。
If Jesus only used miracle to bear fruit, this is not the will of God.
神要我们是要按照自己所该做的事情，忍耐着去结果时。
And God wants us to do what we need to do and to bear fruit.
因此，我们好土地上的种子呢，我们要努力的每天好好的耕耘、浇灌啊啊除草。
And for the seed in the good ground, we need to water the ground and、take out the weed.
然后再施肥，才会让它结出果实。
And put the fertilizer so that we can bear good fruit.
所以这个结果时一定要努力的、持续一定的时间。
And we need to work hard continually and at a certain time.
所以这才是忍耐结果时的过程。
And this is the process of being patient and bearing fruit.
所以我们要成为一个好土地。
And we need to be a good ground.
我们要这种心理准备。
We need to prepare ourselves.
好土地呢，要结果时不是靠神迹。
And to bear good fruits is not only rely on miracle.
哦，我们要靠的是主耶稣的帮助，给我们力量。
We need to rely on the help of God to give us strength.
给我们持续的每一天努力的来实行神的话语。
So can every day we can continually to practice the work of God.
使我们的每天的灵性。一点一滴的在成长
，so that our spiritual life can grow a little by little every day.
灵性的成长也不是一天一步登天的那种方式，不是。
Spiritual growth is not one day you can grow up to the sky.
而是一点一滴的进步啊。
But it's a little by little we improve ourselves.
而这样子，我们的灵性一天一天的进步之后，我们就会得到百倍的收成。
And after a spiritual life, we can.Grow little by little, and we can yield a hundredfold.
其实啊，圣经里面雅各就讲到一个最好的例子。
And actually, in the Bible, James talked about a very good example.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
这个人呢、啊，就是约伯。
And this is Job.
我们看第五章第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
雅各书第五章第十节。
James chapter 5 verse 10.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知，当作能够受苦、能够忍耐的榜样。
Verse 10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example, suffering and patient.
11. 那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Verse 11, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
所以在这里雅各说众先知是一个好榜样。
And Job said, all the prophets are good examples.
所以我们看众先知，我可以得到一个学习。
If we look at the prophets, we can learn one thing.
然后再来，约伯的忍耐也是一个好榜样。
And the perseverance of Job also is a good example.
那这像农夫在耕田地一样啊。
It's like a farmer who is farming.
我们看回来第七节。
Let's look back to chapter verse 7.
第七节，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来看那农夫忍耐，等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
Verse 7, therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and late rain.
哦，我们说忍耐哈啊，其实我们不是啊受苦才叫忍耐而已啊。
Being patient doesn't mean we just endure the suffering.
我们另外的忍耐也可以说是我持续做一件事情啊，把它做到底，这也叫忍耐的功夫。
Patient also means we do one thing and keep doing it to the end. This is the effort of patience.
我们可以说这是 persevere 哈，就是说我 persevere to the end， 我要把它持续的到底，哎，这样我会得到好的成果。
And we can also say it's persevere to the end, so we can have a good result.
所以这个不是只是 patient， 只是一个忍耐受苦的事情而已。
And this is not only patient and being for suffering.
尤其今天我们要来结果子的人
，especially those who of us。
我们希望结出一百倍。
We want to bear hundredfold.
我们真的需要持续的努力的，一直的做，
we need to work
这样子才可得到百倍的收成。
We'll keep working hard until we have a hundredfold.
所以农夫也是这样，持续的在忍耐，在耕耘啊，在付出，在工作，最后得到好的收成。
So farmers also waiting patiently and working hard so they can receive the end result at the end.
所以我们今天要成为好土地。
And today we need to be the good ground.
我们都希望我们得到百倍的收成。
We all want to have a hundredfold.
所以我们要克服扫除各种的荆棘的障碍。
We need to remove all the barrier of thorns.
我们不要再像那个落在石头地上的只有短暂的欢喜而已。
We should not be the one who like the rock that only have a short period of joy.
也不要被魔鬼吃掉了这个道理。
We should not be devoured by Satan.
一定要持续的努力。
We need to keep working hard.
那最后我们都在天国得到百倍的福气。
Then at the end we can receive the hundredfold of blessing.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
120首
Hymn 120.